totally disconnected with the world, even more than usual. And I just became obsessed with watching all these serial killer shows on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, you know, streaming platform. And I just thought it'd be fun to talk about people killing people and the psychology behind it.
Netflix has found its niche. Their documentaries are fantastic.
Dude, fuck. My biggest regret is not buying stock 10 years ago when I was thinking about
it. Well, hindsight is always 20/20, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Netflix started selling stock when Blockbuster was still operating.
Now that is some crazy shit. Can you imagine if you'd gotten in on that then?
Getting a DVD.
That's exactly what I thought about when Lulu started talking.
Man. Yeah. Well, I was excited to see this on the list. I've always had a fascination with serial killers.
Okay. I was like, you're not going to kill me, are you?
No.
Like,
well, maybe. You might.
I don't know.
What have you learned in your documentary?
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay. I'm going to start off because Jeffrey Dahmer is
one of the ones. I knew that was going to come up.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I mean, just preliminary thoughts, guys. What are you thinking?
Oh, shit is crazy.
He knows how to bring people together.
Or take them apart.
That's right. Could you imagine being one of his roommates? And, you know, what he did with his bodies, from what I understand, he would get one of those big, you know, like, I'm going to call them like rainwater cans or I don't know.
The containers.
The buckets, yes. And then he would get all of those different acids and powders or whatever and just cut the bodies up, put it in there, throw the shit on there and let it decompose. Can you imagine the smell coming through your fucking vents?
I don't remember him having roommates. I remember him having an apartment by himself.
This is smelling. The scent is coming through the vents.
Yes.
Well, they did. Yes. So like in the Dahmer series, didn't he just keep a lot of like bad meat around?
Well, they were people.
Yeah, people meat. He ate people.
You know what? Just clicked. I don't know why I forgot that. Harry Reid bringing the A+ commentary to this.
We're
here to help you put those pieces together, Harry.
Maybe if you get invited to the Dahmer household, pass on dinner.
Well, yeah,
he's seriously dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, yes. You know what's craziest to me about that whole situation? Did you watch the series on him?
The Netflix one by Ryan Murphy?
Yes.
That was my favorite. It was so good.
So the two brothers that he ended up victimizing, right? The two, what were they? Some sort of like...
Man, I miss our sound engineer to like Google this shit.
I can't remember the ethnicity of the two young boys that he lured back to his place. But two brothers, which is heartbreaking. One of them, you know, he was drilling holes into the side of their head.
Yes, the little
pouring
Asian
acid.
Boy.
Yes, exactly. And that kid got out and was on the street. And I don't know if you remember this, but there was he lived in a predominantly black neighborhood. And there was a woman who found this kid and called the cops.
Yes.
And they have all the recordings. Mind blowing that the cops came, found this kid and sent him back. Which
I don't know.
Can you imagine being that cop if you put those pieces together that you made that decision to let that kid go back there? Crazy.
I have another bullet point to address later in this episode, but keep going.
That I think that's right around where we stopped watching the Dahmer series. I remember thinking the police incompetence and just thinking how easy it must have been to really just commit crimes when cops didn't seem to want to solve problems.
Yeah.
And there also weren't cameras everywhere.
There was so much circumstantial bullshit involved in that because he was a white guy in a black neighborhood and he was just could do no wrong.
Was he gay or bi?
I think he was gay.
I mean, we support the
LGBTQIA+.
We say that in many, many podcasts. I needed clarification.
Yeah, I think he was gay.
Okay. Because it was all boys, pretty much.
Yeah, but he definitely a horse of a different color. We'll put it that way.
I mean, it would make sense, right? If he's not gay, then he's self-loathing and he's taking whatever actions he's doing with these people before he's killing them. That kind of works in line.
Here's my thing, because, you know, the storyline says that he started killing animals with his dad, and that's how he got fascinated with all of these things. Is this a true... Do y'all remember this? Because, or maybe I'm confusing my serial killers.
Well, that's a very common thing. That's one of the triad for young people who indicate or like have indications that they will become serial killers. Animal cruelty or killing animals is one of the three. Arson and then bedwetting, right?
Bedwetting.
Yeah.
That's different. Animal killing. I thought Lulu meant like hunting.
Well, I think there's a couple ways that it can manifest for sure. But I know, and I can't remember if it was Dahmer or somebody else, but their father got them into like taxidermy and things like that. So
I feel like, okay.
Was that Dahmer? I can't remember.
I feel like that was, I'm not sure. I can't remember.
But you hear it in a lot of these kinds of situations.
Well, so I want to understand, and I never will understand, but the psychology behind of these thought processes and like, I want to go out, I'm going to meet somebody, I'm going to play with you, and then I'm going to fucking kill you and chop you up into bits.
Yeah.
Really makes you not wonder if your pickup line worked. Like, conversation doesn't really matter.
I wonder what the pickup lines were. I mean, yeah. It's just probably the same today as any pickup line from 20, 30, 40 years ago.
I mean, what I remember about the Dahmer series,
go home and fuck?
He was just drinking in a dive bar or something.
Well, yeah. And didn't he picked up randoms. He drugged people, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Okay. Side tangent. Have any of y'all ever been drugged before?
Yes.
I have.
Yeah.
It was scary. You black out and you don't fucking remember anything.
Yeah.
TMI, but I mean, like, what if you're in naked in the next day and you're like, I don't remember what happened?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That happens all the time. It's crazy.
Sure.
Yeah, when it happened to me, fortunately, I was with Agent J because I zero recollection. No idea.
So,
all right, back to serial killers.
Yeah. Had you been, okay, we'll talk.
Yeah, that's a different topic.
Yeah. But yeah.
Lulu's here, just like, drug me, serial kill me. I'll live forever.
We wouldn't have Lulu's son out loud.
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting to think about, and these people are so sick, right? And the vulnerabilities that they're willing to play on with people. Ted Bundy's a great example.
Ooh,
he always, you know, a lot of times he would fake an injury and you get the sympathy. Uh-huh. And it's, you know, a lot of women are very compassionate and will go to help or whatever it is. He had a huge following. He was, for his day and age, he was a very handsome man.
Yeah.
So,
he was good looking.
Manipulative and beguiling, I would say.
Okay. So during COVID, Netflix, we love you. Or I love you.
Ditto. I love you too, Netflix.
So they came out with a series called Extremely Wicked, Shocking, Evil, and Vile. And it was all about Ted Bundy.
Oh, wow.
I thought that series was excellent.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah. You got to watch it.
I've seen a lot of
Ted Bundy. There's a lot of Ted Bundy stuff out there with all of the interviews that he did and stuff. There's no shortage of it.
So my perspective on this podcast is I've seen some of the documentaries, but I don't search it out. So I think true crime for me is more like podcasty or learning about serial killers.
You're in a different generation.
Yeah, I'm
old school.
I do it all. I'm just fascinated. I am so fascinated by the human mind.
Yeah.
And why, what the hell you're thinking and why, you know, I sit there and just listen or watch in absolute fascination and disbelief.
I mean, are we messed up? Maybe we're just too normal.
Well,
maybe
no,
we
there's,
need to
a
be
reason.
Killing
there's
people.
A reason
I don't know
that these, you know, these docuseries and these podcasts have such a following because there are so many people out there who are
tormented,
fascinated by it.
I think the fascination has to be because it's so foreign to anything you've lived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, I mean, hopefully foreign to how you think and see the world, right?
I can't even imagine luring you into this podcast and then all of us drinking because you can hear the ice clinking when we take sips on this podcast and then me killing you and chopping you up.
I know.
You know, I think step one, like if I'd walked in this room and it had been covered in a clear
tarp. Recovery.
Yeah,
Dexter
I would have 180 and noped out.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, are you repainting?
The first time I had like a one night stand and didn't really know the woman, that went through my head. It was like, is she trying to lure me back to her place and
rob
me or something?
There was no Did you
tarp.
See lime? Some rope?
Vinyl plastic sheets?
Ironically, I have one kidney now. But like, well, that thought went through my head. Like, am I being set up here? Because, you know, it all happened kind of fast.
this is why I'm never leaving my husband. I mean, we talk about, you know, online dating, and we'll have another podcast coming up about that. But you can't trust anybody anymore.
No, you really can't.
Do you think you ever could? I think I don't think you ever could. I think it's just that now there's so much media out there about everything.
In today's world, would you accept a check from a stranger?
No, absolutely not.
But 30 or 40 years ago, you would have.
Right.
Because there was that. That's how the world operated, right? It was, I signed my name to it, so I'm going to live up to whatever we've agreed to.
Yeah.
I totally wouldn't do that today. I wouldn't blame someone for not taking a check if they know me.
Yeah.
Well, that would make me less inclined to take a check from you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm fine. I understand wanting that security. That's how we've been conditioned.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I know. It's very fascinating.
People just used to be very trusting.
All right, Harry, what is one of your serial killers?
I guess it would be like a OKC bombing. Give me McVeigh.
Oh, really? Wait,
would you call him a serial killer, or is he just a mass murderer?
I think he's a mass murderer.
Because
for a serial killer, you have to have
a pattern established.
The cooling off period in between. See,
goes to show, I don't have an obsession with serial killers.
I do.
Tell me yours. Sell me on your favorite serial
killers. What am I spelling?
Killers.
Tell me how to spell. I used to be spelling bee champion, and I can't do that.
M-C-V-E-I-G-H. M-C-V-E-I. Okay. Yeah, it's the first. He's probably just a mass murderer.
All right,
I see
a picture. He's young.
Because he only did one, right?
Yeah.
Like, not to downplay the.
Born in 1968 and 2001, he died. God. A domestic terrorist who masterminded and perpetrated the Oklahoma City bombing. Oh. You know, I would have never thought about him, but yeah, you brought it up.
A mass murderer still has to have some of the same mental conditions as a serial killer, but that's not why we're here. So, ladies, take the lead. Maybe you can give me a new favorite serial killer by the end of this.
I'm curious if Meatball's going to bring up this dude that I'm wanting to talk about.
Oh, well, I have so many in my mind. Before we get to that, Harry, I have a show that I would like you to watch and see what you think. And Lulu, I think you'd like it too. Have you ever watched Mindhunter?
No, mm-hmm. But somebody brought that
good.
Up to me.
So good.
All right, I'm typing it in, Mindhunter.
Yeah, it's like at the beginning of, like, I guess it was when they started like the behavioral analysis unit of the FBI or whatever it's called. And these two agents will go into prisons and interview serial killers. And obviously they're not the real people, but they do an amazing job of finding actors to play these different characters, and they're really based on actual serial killers. It's
a lot of memorization.
Yeah, it's amazing. But I don't know. I think if I think of serial killers and the ones, there are so many, and they're all so different and so demented in different ways. But I think there's a couple that stand out in my mind as, like, that just always makes my skin crawl when I think about them. Have you guys ever heard of the Ken and Barbie killers up in Canada?
Oh, no.
So it's a couple. The guy's name was Paul Bernardo and her name was Carla Homolka. And they were younger, and you should Google them because there's a reason they're called the Ken and Barbie killers, because they're both attractive younger people.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, but one of the things that they did was she helped lure her younger sister, who I think was 16 at the time, lured and drugged her younger sister in this situation, and they killed her little sister. Like,
good Lord.
Yeah, awful. It's unbelievable.
So that actually touches on something we've talked about.
This is 80s style.
Her hair
is so big and Dallas-like.
And they're Canadian, so.
Are there are women represented well in the serial killer?
Not as heavily as men, but there are.
It's mostly men.
Yeah. I mean, the one you hear about more than anybody is Eileen Wuornos. I don't know if you remember her, but she would basically kill. She would pose. Well, I mean, she was a sex worker for many years, but she would lure Johns in and kill them. And I think she killed like 7 or 8 guys that way. So, and that was in the fairly recent history. So she gets
really happy to have never heard of her before today.
Yeah, I'm so glad I could broaden your horizons in that department.
Like Lulu, I'll stay with Miss Reed.
Yeah,
So. I'm never leaving my fucking husband. I mean, like, this obsession with all of my shows and all these stories I hear about online dating, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to stay forever.
I will say the online dating podcast episodes have not exactly sold me on that, but like reaffirmed that I'm very, very good where I am. Don't need to go out and meet any strangers.
It's not that bad, people.
The online dating?
Well, no, I just mean, unless your spouse is like physically, emotionally, or whatever abusing you, if y'all are okay and you can live together,
suck it up.
Is it really that bad? Someone's going to kill you. Someone's going to drug you. Someone's going to do all these fucking things. And you know, both of these, Meatball and Harry, are looking at me like I'm fucking nuts.
I'm just thinking, just deal with it. Lulu's on 2025.
Right? That's her motto. That's her motto. Yeah, I don't know. I think if Agent J and I were to split, I don't know. And I know that this is probably bullshit if it came down to it.
Sure.
But I like to think that I would just stay single. Because I can't even imagine trying to do the online dating thing.
I just don't have the patience
for that bullshit. And I don't feel like I would care enough.
Right there with you.
I don't know.
We actually had the conversation the other day, but we're getting off topic now.
Yeah. Okay. Back to serial killers.
Yes.
Did y'all watch The Night Stalker on Netflix?
Richard Ramirez?
Okay, yes. It's not just about the Netflix, but Richard Ramirez in general.
Oh, he's a wild one.
I think it started, I believe the storyline was that he was with his, was it uncle that was in the army of some sort that just liked to kill people and or animals or something like that. And then he just got obsessed and did it himself.
Yes. Did you ever see his, this is a really weird question. Have you ever seen his teeth?
Yes, I have seen his teeth.
So gross.
And you know, a lot of people, when you bring up Richard Ramirez, they talk about how like scary and like his eyes, right?
Yeah.
But when you look at younger pictures, I'm like, he actually was kind of good looking.
Mm. I have a hard time getting there. I mean, I guess I can see what you're saying.
As long as he kept his mouth shut. His lips collapsed. Yeah.
You know what I love the most about the Richard Ramirez story is how they caught him. Because it's total vigilante justice.
Continue.
So he basically was captured by a mob on the streets that people recognized him.
And that's right.
And they beat the ever-loving shit out of him. And he was begging for the cops to take him into custody because he was,
So, like, from an outside perspective, I'd imagine that that would have been, like, the best death he could have had. Like, isn't there some part of him that should be getting off on that?
Dude, like, he got fucking cancer before, like, on death row, and he actually did not have to go through that miserable death. He died on his fucking own.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a letdown.
He deserved worse?
Yeah. It would hate that if he enjoyed it or something, but yeah, let the crazy mob just get their justice.
Oh, and did you know this? Like, a lot of his killers were Asian. Or not his killers, a lot of his victims. Yes, thank you.
So I did pull up the Wikipedia. We have 12 convictions for first degree murder, 11 counts of rape, and 15 plus victims.
Those are the only ones that have been accounted for.
Yeah, and even of the ones, he didn't get the first degree murder for all of them.
Here's what I love about the story about Richard Ramirez is that, okay, he wore a very unique shoe that had a very unique imprint on the bottom, the style. And so that's what kind of got him busted.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, it's the same shoe print. I'm like, dude, if you were going to do all this, I guess it's different back
change
in the
your
70s.
Shoes.
Yeah. Because today in age in 2025, like, would people be thinking about these things? Absolutely. I'm not trying to encourage anybody to be a serial killer, but smart.
It's funny you brought that up because I think about that on a regular basis. I always think about in 20 years, what are they going to look back on now and say, I can't believe those people were so dumb and that they did that. You know, because I feel like we're constantly learning new and different things. And you think about the number of convictions there have been with DNA.
Yes.
Because people didn't realize, like, oh, someday they'll be able to trace me with this.
Yeah, so he was active in 84 and 85.
Yeah.
So I don't know when DNA came into the mainstream. Wasn't it early 90s? So DNA wasn't a thing. you weren't filmed. I honestly can't even imagine trying to plan a single murder, let alone a string of murders that could all be tied back to me today's day and age.
I question whether they actually planned them. It was just kind of like an impulse, right?
It depends
on
the killer.
Hey, I'm going to go, right. I'm going to go do this tonight. Hey, I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to fucking do this. And then I'm going to do that.
Some of them plan for a very long time.
Hmm.
It just depends on the killer and their pattern and their style. You know, have you ever watched Criminal Minds?
I have not.
It's an amazing show as well.
You're introducing me to all
not
these.
Not that
ones.
I like spend a lot of time.
Yeah, she obviously is obsessed with serial killers.
Let's go with
a
hypothetical. If there's a serial killer that kills bad people, mm-hmm. are they bad?
Oh, that's like a good question.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. Like a Dexter Morgan.
Yeah.
Who on record would be my favorite serial killer.
Okay.
But are they a bad person if they're making the world a better place?
Well, I think the argument would be is that your judgment to make, right?
Yes.
Because you may say somebody's a bad person, but who's to say that they didn't have a good justification for doing it, just like you're justifying your own actions?
I'll tell you what, in today's day, it seems like 90% of women that I know would love to clone Luigi.
Luigi who?
Ew.
Mangione, who took down the UnitedHealthcare CEO. There are people calling for him to have copycats and let there be serial killers of that
vigilant
handsome man who's doing the world's work for him.
Man,
you know, I don't think we should be idealizing street violence or mob mentality, but
man, I don't
know. It's a question.
It is a question.
Are you guys American Horror Story fans?
Sure.
We watched a couple seasons, and then I just kind of sometimes they're just.
They are kind of out there.
Some seasons are better than others. And I think it's, if I fall out of something, I have a hard time getting back into it.
So one of my favorite seasons, it was called Hotel. And
I can't remember if I saw that one.
It had Lady Gaga in it. There were some vampire things going on. And then there was also some other like serial killer things going on. But the point of my story is today is that on Halloween, they called it, I forgot what they called it, something Eve, where all dead serial killers got together at this dinner table and had dinner, right? And talked about their killings or whatever they wanted to talk about. And so it didn't really click to me because Richard Ramirez was one of the guests at the dinner table. And then when I watched The Night Stalker, I was like, ding, 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 connecting the dots, right? But there's also many other serial killers that were at that dinner table. I'm just curious if either of you have thought about who was there. And I know that you didn't watch it, but I'm curious as to if it's on your bullet list on one of the killers that we're going to talk about.
Lead me in and I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, let me go to this one real quick.
I bet you John Wayne Gacy was on there. Well, what was the time frame?
Well, the serial killers that we've been talking about so far seem to be like, you know, older, and that was before technology happened. So that was another bullet point that I want to talk about too, is that, right, technology has progressed. If they did what they did today, would they have gone so long and been able to get away with it today?
If they happened today, it probably depended on who they were murdering. I mean,
and
if it was someone of high profile or someone that had a large media following, I mean, I think Dahmer specifically was picking up people that no one was going to miss.
Yeah, you're right. Know? Yeah.
So that hasn't exactly changed. Police don't suddenly start looking for people that people aren't yelling for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember Rodney? I'm pronouncing his name wrong. Rodney Alcala? So
I know that name.
Back in the 70s, he was on the Dating Game.
Oh, yes,
show.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He was a rapist, a murderer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did see that docuseries.
And the fact that nothing happened, like that guy had the fucking balls to go on a public dating show.
Yeah, but
show
wasn't
his face.
There something weird with him? Like the girl that he ended up like she wouldn't go out with him.
Yeah,
he's
a creepy
filming.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. And especially seeing how many people had said something. Even one person went straight to the police.
Yeah.
And you just saw nothing happening.
Yeah.
But again, that's this is back in the 70s, right? Like where things just, people didn't give a shit back then as much as they do today.
People with problems were just a headache.
That's right. That's right.
So, Lulu, you mentioned vampires a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard of Richard Chase, the vampire of Sacramento?
No.
He used to kill people and drink their blood.
Oh, okay. Do you know the story 70s. As to how he drained these people?
How he drained them?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember that offhand.
They just like, he tied him at the foot and just let him just drain
like,
out.
Yeah, like, out. Like when you're hunting and you hang up a deer.
Yeah, maybe exactly.
Like that. I don't know.
I'm curious. Yeah. I want to know. Mm.
Well, he'd be a good one to research.
Man, I should have opened up an incognito window for this search.
I want to say, if I remember correctly, there was something that he thought that his blood was like turning to dust or something. So he needed to replenish, obviously mental health issues,
yes,
but God he needed bless. To replenish his blood, if I remember correctly.
Mm-mm.
So. Mm-mm. Oh, this man started out by killing and eating dogs.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Richard Chase.
Oh, Richard Chase, the vampire of Sacramento.
So he would drink their blood. He was unsuccessful when he tried to move up from stealing Labrador puppies to a full-grown St. Bernard.
So, oh, my gosh.
So you're saying he only drank the blood of puppies?
Well, I'm saying that when he tried to grow up into larger dogs, he was unsuccessful.
So then he moved on to people?
Clearly. Mm.
I would imagine that the blood would taste different between dog and human.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'd assume so, yeah.
But that can't be good for you.
This is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Tune into our next podcast where we order blood on the dark web.
Right.
You know more about the dark web than any of us.
I know that I'm not going to pull the short straw. How about that?
Yeah, gross.
Okay.
Okay.
Meatball, are you familiar with the Hillside Stranglers?
Bianchi and Buono. Absolutely.
Talk more. So I remember, I think it might have been a Lifetime movie that came out many, many years ago. And I was so obsessed with this movie. But the Hillside Stranglers happened the same time as that, the guy that was on the dating show.
Yeah, there were a lot. Well, and it, again, this kind of goes back to what we know and when we find these things out, right? There were a lot of serial killers around that time.
Yeah,
I don't know that it's fair to say that there was more then than there are at any given time.
Right.
But there were a lot that were...
They just got away with it more back then.
So I don't know, but they were crazy. They are fascinating to me because of the relationship between the two of them, because they were, I think they were like cousins, or one was the uncle. Mm-hmm.
They were family related.
Yeah, I think it was an uncle and the nephew, and they had a pretty big age difference between the two of them, if I'm not mistaken. But I can't even imagine, like, how does that, that is why I said, you know, the Ken and Barbie killers, how does that happen? How does that conversation go where you're like, hey, you want to go kill somebody tonight? Oh yeah, bro, let's do that. And then we'll go get some pizza.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how that happens. How does some person have that idea and the other person go, yeah, let's
They're
do it.
Fucking sane.
Never had that sort of open communication in any relationship.
Hopefully you've never had that thought to begin
right.
with.
Right. I hope,
It doesn't sound like that's something that you get dragged along to. On a hypothetical, the serial killer is the man, and maybe he's got a hold over his partner or wife or whatever, and she's afraid of him. Or is she just as, you know, they probably grew up with the same life circumstances if this is in the 70s or the 80s. We weren't nearly as spread out or informed
as we
are
today. They were more trusting.
So,
sure. People left their doors unlocked.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
How many people on the list were just like you said, you know, one partner was in charge of recruiting and then the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't a serial killer, but oh my gosh, we can't talk about it. It's
no,
going to be on
don't
our
do it because I was thinking the same thing. Don't go there.
Yeah. Not doing it.
We'll save that for another episode.
But yes, we talked about this earlier. Like, I'm so intrigued by the psychology. It's like, okay, what steps are you going to do? You lure whoever you're propositioning. Do I rape them or do I just kill them flat out? And if I rape them, okay, at least I get some sexual pleasure. But what is that? It's the fear.
But wait.
It's the fear
but that's
that they
a vague
like,
assumption
right?
Because the sexual pleasure, that sexual gratification doesn't always come from rape.
That's true. You're right.
So they may not even have to rape them to get that. If it's even sexually motivated.
Wonder if they're drugged.
Is there not a requirement that if you do it once, you have to do the same thing to all your victims?
I don't know. I would love to interview
a
serial killer.
Watch Mindhunter.
Okay, I have it on my list now.
No, they have patterns. It's like, okay, this is going to be taking it off on a tangent, but Home Alone,
okay,
the wet bandits,
yeah,
you know, they always stuffed the, well, like,
the sink. Yeah, they always flooded
the house, right? It's the same idea. You have your patterns and your MO that you typically repeat, but they escalate most of the time. Like, they'll start with smaller things like dogs or,
ew,
you know, like, I don't know. I'm just
bestiality?
There
potentially.
Are some,
but
yeah,
there's a reason there's a name for it, right? It does happen. Ugh. But I'm just saying that they escalate. So their MO might morph as they escalate and they develop or hone their skills. But there are usually some predictable tendencies that they'll have.
But you wouldn't associate a crime to the wet bandits that didn't have some sort of flooding or some sort of sink clog or something like that, right?
Right. Right. So therein lies part of the challenge of what we were talking about, right? Of knowing who was doing things and when. Because if somebody's pattern is evolving, there may be enough of a difference between step 3 and 4 where you don't connect the two.
Right. Like wearing different shoes.
I mean, in today's world, if you have a cell phone on you, even if it's off, it's pinging, right? This isn't the early 2000s where we can pull a battery
off,
out. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
So you're tracked wherever you go. Someone has the records, right? If you have to go through a court process to get them, great. But at a consumer level, mm-hmm, like if I see people walking around without their cell phones because they don't want to be tracked, you're already a serial killer.
Oh my gosh. You know, you have no idea how often I look at people like when I'm walking in the park and I'm like, I bet you could be a serial killer.
I question this daily in my daily routine, no matter who the fuck I'm talking to.
And you know what my characteristic is? Like, I look at people and if the more normal they look, the more it concerns me.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Because I feel like when you
I need
look
to visualize
pictures,
this.
They're like,
what is normal? What is looking
like
normal?
Somebody who
doesn't stand out in
yes,
a crowd.
Yes, exactly. They blend in. They kind of fade into the background.
But
there's nothing remarkable about them.
Don't we all kind of blend in the background?
No. Have you seen the size of my ass?
We're too
I do
loud.
Not blend in.
His height has nothing to do with this.
Well, no, but
my Asianness has nothing to do
I'm
with this.
I'm just saying the people who I see typically in, you know, like, there's nothing remarkable or differentiating about them. So you being tall, you having different features, like I feel
she's
like
she's freaking me out even more.
It's the
even like
cookie cutter and it's total bullshit,
triple paranoid.
Right?
Like, am I supposed to take that?
I'm going to go to the dog park.
You're
somebody's
going
to fucking drink the blood of the dog and then rape and kill me.
That's a great reason to not go to dog parks.
Fuck. There's one down the street from my neighborhood.
Don't go.
Just like people getting murdered every weekend.
And Harry, for the record, I was saying you are interesting because you are tall. So
gotcha.
You would not be somebody I'd be like, ooh.
Thank
but
you.
Again, it's total bullshit. They come in all shapes and sizes and
sure.
sexes.
But that same thing is like if you ran into me in the evening somehow in like New York going down an alley, you'd probably be like, nope, not going near that guy. He's
well,
too tall.
Oh,
you
don't need to be going down
night.
A door,
every,
dark New
every
York
man.
Alley. Yeah.
Yeah, I turn the other way or cross the street or whatever.
Well, okay. I'm glad that we all agree that we don't have the balls to do all that shit. We're just, that's not normal behavior activity.
I'm really glad to not feel the need.
Yeah.
To just go out.
Yeah,
and
that
find,
need
like,
of thirst of killing people.
It's crazy. Like, who else is on your list? Do you have John Wayne Gacy on your list?
No. So I don't know what this guy's name is, but I remember him as being the clown guy killer.
That's John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he ended up, I want to say at the end when they figured out who he was, which is mind blowing, the story behind him. So he was a contractor. And so most of his victims were guys who would come to work for him.
Oh God.
So he had a connection to almost every young man that he killed.
Yeah.
And he buried them in the crawl space under his house. So
ew.
When they found out, and they started excavating. I don't know if you guys remember this, but they were bringing just like body after
okay,
body after
you're,
body.
Yeah, it's starting to trigger.
His own home.
Yeah,
his own
okay.
home. And I
want to
say at the
now.
End of it, there was like 21, 23 young men that came out from under his house. It was
kind of like
wild.
The feral cats next door.
Yeah. Much smellier.
So Gacy was active between 1972 and 1978.
See, again, like you were able to get away with all this shit back then.
Yeah. How did this happen that he got away with that while
so
being
many,
married
so
to two different women mm-hmm. in that short time span?
Love can be blind. I don't know.
How about BTK, bind, torture, kill?
Yeah.
Dennis Rader.
Oh my gosh.
He was married. He had kids. He was like upstanding. He was like involved in the church, like not just like went to church. He was part of the church.
Well, that's a great cover. It's crazy. It couldn't be him. He's such a God-fearing
man.
That's
exactly what it was. Sure.
We're going to bring that up in another podcast.
Trying to associate to today's world, right? Where everything is so connected and women have much more of a potential to be out of the house just for entertainment or socializing than they did in the 70s. Mm-hmm. How is someone burying 33 bodies below your house and you have no idea about it?
A lot
of acreage. But they weren't living there at that point. Okay. Like he was married and divorced multiple times.
Gotcha. And I'm not pulling that off Wikipedia. I'm not familiar with this, but it just seems like it would be impossible back then, let alone today.
But it's crazy to think how long, I mean, literally, so he would find these young men. I can't remember his age range, but it was like, I think late teens, early 20s that he liked. And he would hire these guys basically as day laborers. But I mean, for it to go on for as long as it did is mind blowing. And I have to hope that if that were to happen today, that would be caught real quick.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, it's crazy.
All right. I hate to break the party. I'm just TMI. I really have to pee. So we got to close this episode.
Oh my God. Well, I could sit here and talk this all day long. So please stop it before I keep going.
Yeah.
We do know that Lulu has a potential to have her bladder cereal murdered if we go over 35 minutes. So.
Okay. Since this is so passionate with Meatball, close us out.
I don't know. I'm just going to say, watch Mindhunter. It is amazing. Criminal Minds is a fabulous show. It's not based, like, Mindhunter is based on real stories. Criminal Minds, they take a lot of liberties, but they're both awesome. The other thing I will pitch is My Favorite Murder, the podcast. Oh, I love it. It's great. They do a great job. So, yeah.
I miss you, Dexter. Enough. Please come back to me.
Oh, they do. Well, they have a Dexter reboot. Have you watched it yet?
I can't make myself. I really? Want to. I'm so scared.
I'm going to.
You're scared. All right. Well, Harry is scared. Dexter, come back.